This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden will welcome Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta on Thursday in the first visit by an African leader to the White House during his presidency. A White House statement said Tuesday the summit will be part of, quote, Biden's commitment to the U.S. partnership with Africa based on principles of mutual respect and equality. It said Biden and Kenyatta would discuss, quote, the need to bring transparency and accountability to domestic and international financial systems amid a push by the Biden administration to fight both corruption and inequities overseas. The two will also, quote, discuss efforts to defend democracy and human rights, advance peace and security, accelerate economic growth, and tackle climate change. Biden took office vowing a new commitment to Africa after the disinterest of his predecessor, Donald Trump, who was the first president in decades not to visit sub-Saharan Africa. Much of the Biden administration's attention in Africa has turned to Ethiopia, a longtime U.S. ally that has disappointed Washington with a nearly year-old offensive in the Tigray region. Ethiopia launched the operation late last year in response to attacks on an army camp by the then-ruling party in Tigray, where UN officials say that hundreds of thousands are facing severe hunger. Kenyatta, speaking Tuesday after a UN Security Council meeting on Ethiopia, called for, quote, an immediate cessation of hostilities by both sides. He told reporters, quote, we do not believe that there is a military solution and we need to urgently have all parties come to the table. This